we're going to talk about, our topic or our sermon is, do you know the truth? Do you know the truth? And what you must understand, or what we must understand, is this, is that the truth is not just something to know. The truth is someone to know. Jesus Christ is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And the word says, no man comes to the Father except by him. Amen. So tonight's message is going to be good because it's wrapped in the Holy Spirit and it's all about Jesus Christ. Amen. So we can't lose. He is the one that has brought us together. He is the one that has freed us. He is the one that has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And we are going to be hearers and doers of his truth. Amen. So not knowing the truth can cause you to lose your way and cost you your life. Not knowing the truth. When I was very sick 5 years ago and throwing up just about every day, initially the doctors told me that I just had an ulcer, but that wasn't the absolute truth. If I had lived with that truth and just said, well, this is an ulcer, I'd be dead today, because the absolute truth was I had no kidney function. So sometimes the presented truth is not the absolute truth, and that's what we're after, absolute truth. Factual truth, the truth that comes out of God's mouth, not the truth that comes out of a doctor's mouth, not the truth that comes out of your boss's mouth, not the truth that comes out of anybody else's mouth. We don't want to just live on the presented truth. We want to know what the actual truth is. And the actual truth has a name, and his name is what? Jesus. He is the actual truth. It is what he says that stands alone. It is what he says that will happen. So we always need to be seeking after truth, okay? It can not only cost us our life, a lie can not only cost us our natural life, but it can cost us our eternal life, and it can cost us the life that we've come to know here at New Life, which is love, identity, faith, and eternal purpose. A lie can rob us of all of that. Women have been told, you know, you have no place in the church, just sit down and just be quiet. And women for many decades and many years didn't get to fulfill their purpose because they were told a lie that they didn't have anything to say and God couldn't use them and God would only use a man. But that was a lie. The Spirit of God is in women just like he is in men, and they can present the same gospel truth, amen? I thank God for women that are bold enough to speak the gospel truth and who are not silenced by a lie. When Jesus Christ stirs up something in you to say, say it, because it is the truth, amen? We must understand that John 10:10 says this, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So the thief has a mission, and his mission is to lie to God's people, to lie to all people from a very early age. Many of you were told just when you were small that you'd never amount to nothing, or you're just like your dad, you'll be no good. And the devil pronounced these lies over us, and we don't wake up until we come to know the truth. And the truth has a name. And what's his name? Jesus. When you come and you have an encounter with Jesus Christ, he gives you your true identity. He gives you your true purpose. He gives you love. Thank God. He gives us the love that we were missing out on because we were told that we weren't good enough. Always unpopular, always pushed aside until we met the truth of Jesus Christ. Amen. John 14:6 says it this way. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So listen, once we know the truth, we know where to find God, because he is the truth. Once we know the truth, we know how to find God, because Jesus is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. So once you know Jesus Christ, you know the way, you know the truth, and you know life. So that is very essential to know. So that is why when we lack wisdom, we must ask God. We must search scripture and listen for his voice for truth, because he will always back truth, because he is true. So there's some things that I'm praying about right now that I'm saying, God, I need to know the truth about this situation. Because wherever the truth is, that's where you are, and you're always backing up the truth. Because the word of God, any words that leave the mouth of God are always true. And we know this about the word of God, that anything that he says never comes back to him void. So wherever the truth is, you'll always find God there. How do we know? Because the word of God says that he looks out over his word to perform it. Why? Because God is not a man that he should lie. So if you know the truth, you know where God is. So that's why the word of God says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. God, I don't know what to do in this situation, or this is what I'm being told, but where is the truth? Because if I can find the truth in this, I can find you. That's what your Bibles are for. We go through many things in life, and there are people that went through things that you went through already, and it's found in the Word of God. If you find a scripture that is related to what you're going through, that's where God is standing. God is His Word. Remember, Jesus Christ was the Word made flesh. So when you find a scripture and apply it to your life, that's where Jesus is standing. So although you might be sick in your body, although you might have been giving a bad report, when you say, Lord, you said that by your stripes we were healed. So if you stand next to that scripture and stand on that word, that's where God is. Do we understand that? He is His word. They cannot be separated. So when you know the truth about a situation, then that is where you find God. When your life is void of peace, it's because you're wondering what's going to happen. You don't have any peace, and that's where the enemy operates, is in fear and through lies, okay? And there is a great difference between what the truth looks like and what the truth really is, okay? We need to have truth by faith and not truth by sight, because we have Joyce here tonight, okay? Joyce was told a truth by sight. The doctors gave her the truth that they perceived, and they said that this leg cannot be saved. You won't walk again without the assistance of a wheelchair or a walker. That was their truth. That was truth by sight. But we need to learn how to live by truth by faith. I want the real truth. And the real truth comes out of the mouth of God. And the real truth is Jesus Christ. Okay, so Lord, here's what the doctors say. Here is their truth, but I want your truth. Because that is where you are standing, because you never lie and you always honor your word. I'm going to know your truth about this situation. So all of us that are going through something, how many of you are going through something in your life? Something, okay? All of us that are going through something, we need to find out what God says about it. That's the key out of it. That is the truth. Okay, God says this about finances, this about marriage, this about health, this about my children. Whatever your situation is, you find the truth of God's word and you apply it to that situation and you insert God into it. Amen? John 8:32 says this. First, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm excited. All right. What we need is a revelation. We need a revealed truth from the mouth of God, because many people have been given a negative report and they settled for it and they remain there. Okay. Some people are living in an apartment that God really wants to bless them with a house, but they were told your credit is not good enough to have a house. And they've been living off that truth for years. Instead of saying, God, what do you say? And what does God say? I will not withhold any good thing from those who love me. I would rather take God's truth over what man says. So we need to start evaluating our lives and say, who lied to me? What lie am I living? Did I not go to college because my dad said I was too stupid? Did I not go to college because I couldn't, the devil said I couldn't afford it? What is holding me? What lie is holding down my purpose? Jesus Christ, come into my life right now and give me a revelation of truth. Let's say that right now. Jesus, come into my life and give me a revelation of truth. Because when Jesus saves you, when Jesus becomes Lord of your life, the leader of your life, I'll tell you what he comes to do. What does the truth do? What is the power of the truth? John 8:32 says this, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is not just a thing. The truth is a person. And that person is Jesus Christ. And he is a mighty warrior. And there is none beside him. And with him, we can do all things. And nothing shall be impossible to us because that is his truth. I don't like man's truth. Man's truth has limitations. Man's truth is only as good as their intellect and their knowledge. And when they can't figure it out, they just say, well, here's the truth about that. You can't afford that, or you'll never walk again, or you've got 3 months to live. That is their perception. But many people have been given 3 months to live and 5 months to live, but they said, you know what? I'm not going to receive that truth. I am going to the truth, and I'm going to see what he has to say about it. And he's going to bless me with favor, and he is going to bless me with life. Never stop searching for truth. And the truth is not a thing. The truth is a person. Jesus, what do you have to say? I'm begging for you to say something about my situation. And that is exactly what the word of God is from Genesis to Revelation. If he did it for Moses, he'll do it for you. If he did it for Hannah, he'll do it for you. If he did it for David, he'll do it for you, because he is not a respecter of persons. And God is just as mighty and powerful as he was on the day that he cried, that he opened the Red Sea, than he is right now. He is the truth. The truth is not a thing. The truth is a person. So that is why we must pray for discernment in everything that we do. Lord, what is the truth? I want to know the truth. So many people would have been saved from bad marriages and bad jobs and bad cars and bad all these kind of things if we would have just said, Lord, I know what I see, but what do you see? To just step aside from the situation, to just step away from the decision and say, Lord, what's the truth about this? What's the truth about him? What's the truth about this situation? Are you in this? Because you are the truth, amen. Everything that looks good is not God. Everything that looks good is not God, because you know what? A lie is designed to look good, to get you to believe it, to lead you astray. Okay? So let's talk about that. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And we understand that the truth is not a thing, it's a who, and it's Jesus Christ. He's going to make us free. 1 John 3:8 says this, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, or showed up on the scene. Okay, wow. The Son of God showed up on the scene, okay? Why? Because the Word was made flesh. The truth was made flesh. The devil came down here with his lying tongue and lying ways and got us evicted from the garden and got people in so much bondage for thousands of years. And then here comes the truth made flesh. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And what is the primary work of the devil? What is the number one work of the devil? John 8:44 tells us. It says this, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Many of us carry around, many people carry around diseases that they don't have to have anymore. They just accepted it, okay? Because here's what the devil does. Symptoms show up in our body. Symptoms of high blood pressure and symptoms of diabetes and symptoms of this and symptoms of that. And the doctor says, well, you could have this. And then we go around and we agree with that and say, well, I guess I do have this, okay? What God came to do through Jesus Christ in the flesh is separate us from everything, every lie that the devil tries to get us in, because we need to be set free from lies. What does a lie do? It conceals the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus Christ. So what is the devil trying to accomplish through lying? Concealing God. That's what he's trying to do to the whole world. Hide God. There is no God, so go ahead and take prayer out of school. There is no God, so abortion is okay. It's your body. It's your choice. So if the devil can pump lies into the world and hide God, because if you hide God, you hide his ways. If you hide God, you hide his love. And then people go and they do what is right in their own sight. They live out their own truth, okay? So what does lying do? Why does the devil like to use lying? Because what lying does to us is it stirs up fear. It makes us afraid. It separates us from God. It makes us feel alone. That's what lies do. You're not good enough. Separates us. You can't afford that. Separates us from a blessing. Your mom died of this disease at the age of 57. You're going to die at the age of 57. Separates us from life. So every time the devil lies, all he's trying to do is conceal God, conceal truth, and he is after your destruction, all of us. And what he does is he can't take it from us, okay? He didn't take the fruit off the tree and put it in Eve's mouth. He never used his hands at all. The devil never used his hands at all. He used his mouth. And by lying to them, he got them to see the fruit, reach for the fruit, eat the fruit. His greatest weapon is his tongue, because he is the father of lies. He separates us from blessings. He separates us from destiny. He separates us from love. He separates us from identity. He separates us from faith. And he separates us from purpose. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Because he said, listen, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, but I am come. The truth has come that we might have life and life more abundantly. Amen? Let's give God praise for that. Amen. So the enemy tells us all these lies to stir up fear, to make us feel that we are without God, to make us feel abandoned and alone, to depress us, to bring us down back into darkness. After we've already been freed into the marvelous light, the lies come to separate us from the light and get us back in darkness, just like he did with me. When they said my kidneys were dead, I'm like, okay, God, what did I do? Okay, that's when the lies start coming in. When something bad happens, watch out. As soon as something bad happens in your life, here comes that lying devil saying, I thought God loved you. Where's your God? Why are you still serving him? Why are you giving the church your money? Why are you doing this? Why are you feeding the poor? You don't even have enough for yourself. Here comes the lies to separate you from the truth. Okay, so that's what the devil says, but what does the truth have to say? What does God have to say about that? Will he ever leave us? Hebrews 13 and 5, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. Wow, why would he say that? Because the enemy is always trying to get us to lust after other things. He's got a better car. She's got a better job. They've got a better house. Be content with what you have, for he hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee. Never. So the lie is, God has forgot about me. God has forsaken me. How come they have it better? But the truth is, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. So the enemy is trying with his lies to make us afraid. Because listen, let me tell you something about your destiny and your purpose. It's bigger than you can imagine. And when you've got a big purpose and a big destiny, if you look at it with these eyes, fear is going to minister to you. You're going to be afraid. Who am I? Who am I? Just like the man that God said that you're a mighty warrior. Who am I? Listen, the reason you're here tonight is to hear this message. You've got purpose and destiny that you got to use your faith to get. Love, identity, faith, eternal purpose. The lies are going to come. The enemy is not just going to let us walk into the promised land. He's not going to let us walk in the blessing. He's not going to let us be promoted without resistance. And the resistance is always lies, because the lies breed fear. And if he can get you afraid enough, you'll walk away from your purpose and you'll walk away from your destiny. But that is why Jesus Christ showed up over 2,000 years ago in the flesh, so we could see him, so we could behold him, so he could be the perfect Lamb of God, the truth revealed. God loved us so much that he revealed himself in the flesh. The truth revealed. Amen? So, what does lies do to us? What is the effect that it has on us? Okay, lies breed fear, and fear robs us of all power, our love, and our spiritual sanity, or our Christ-like mind. That's what fear does to you. When you get afraid of a bill, when you get afraid of a doctor's report, when you get afraid of a marriage on the rocks, whatever it is, fear is going to start taking things from you, because listen, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What's his primary tool? Lies. What do lies do? They stir up fear. What does fear do? It robs you of your power. It robs you of of love, and it robs you of your spiritual sanity or your Christ-like mind. It goes all out the window, and you start saying, how am I going to pay this bill? Well, let me see. I can call my mom. And do I have some stocks over here? You're like, stocks? I wish I had some stocks. All right. Or what's in this account? Or can I go do a payday advance? Or, you know, all those things, okay? Your spiritual sanity goes out the window. There's no prayer involved. It's all what you can do. Fear stirs up your flesh. Fear is something that the enemy uses to get you to act out and leave God out of the picture and set you up for failure. Okay? But here's what 2 Timothy 1:17 says. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That Christ-like mind, okay? So, when you know the truth as a person, you will never fear, because he has given us his spirit, okay? 1 Corinthians 3:16 says this, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So listen, the truth is not just a thing that you know. The truth is a person that you know, and that person lives on the inside of you. The spirit of truth lives on the inside of us. I have not given you the spirit of the lying one. I have not given you the spirit of fear, but I have given you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. What spirit is that? That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of God. He has all power. God is love, and he knows all things. So when you remain in the truth, thank God for the truth, because without it, look at our presidents. Look at our presidents. They look good going into office. You know, hand on the Bible, no gray hair, hardly just a few wrinkles. Okay, walking fast and looking good and strong. But at the end of that term, hair is gray, falling out. They didn't even smoke before they went into office. Now they smoke and drink and just all kinds of stuff, okay? Because, listen, we've got to know the truth as a person. You can have, a president has access to all kind of knowledge from the FBI, the CIA. They know when taxes go up and down. They know all kinds of things that the Americans do not know. But that truth doesn't sustain them. The only truth that can sustain us is not worldly truth, but a spiritual truth. And that spiritual truth has a name, and his name is
Jesus.
Jesus is the truth. We never have to fear. We never have to be afraid, because truth has a name. His name is Jesus, and he abides in us. So Psalm 27:1 says this, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength or the power of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's why David is also to say in Psalms 23 and 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why will he not fear evil? Evil is a liar. Evil doesn't have the power. God has the power, okay? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, because I know the truth. So I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of the death. Well, the doctor said I'm going to die. Well, my wife says she's going to leave me. Well, the bank says they're going to foreclose. All the valley of the shadow of death, all these lies, these things are going to happen to you. Okay, but when you're walking with Jesus, he is the truth that comforts you and says, listen, lean not to your own understanding. Okay, because your own understanding, and see, this is beautiful. This is why God tells us not to walk after our flesh, but after the Spirit. Because in this flesh realm, the enemy is in control. He can stir up strife. He can stir up circumstances. He can stir up lies. And if we're living from the fleshly realm, the earthly realm, the original realm, then we'll be affected by it. But if we walk in the Spirit, if we allow the truth to abide in us through the presence of Jesus Christ, we do not have to be afraid. And just like the truth is a person, a lie is a person too. A lie is a spirit, and that lie must come from somewhere, just as the truth comes from somewhere. A lie must come from somewhere, just as the truth comes from somewhere. The truth comes from God in the form of Jesus Christ. A lie comes from the devil in the form of the father of all lies. So we need to begin to examine, especially when we're afraid. Say this with me. I, when I am afraid, must find the truth. You see, when you are afraid, that means that you've disconnected spiritually. I didn't say that you're not saved anymore. I didn't say that you're not spirit-filled anymore. But what fear does, I told you, fear tries to separate you from your power, from your love. And what's love? God loves me. He's going to take care of me. I don't have to worry. My kids don't worry about meals. Okay, they're not afraid that they won't have clothes to wear. Because mom and dad love them. They have love. They're experiencing love. Okay? So when you know the love of the Father, you can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and know, hey, nothing's going to happen to me. I'm okay. And if I lose my life, I know where I'm going to be found immediately afterwards. It's going to be with him. Amen? The truth is a person. Just as the children of Israel, and we're closing up, just as the children of Israel in chapter 14 of Exodus, okay, they had fled from Egypt, all right? They were let go. Pharaoh finally let them go after seeing all these signs and wonders that God performed on Israel's behalf, all right? And finally, the last straw was when all the firstborn in the land died. And that's when Pharaoh said, okay, fine, just get out of here. Take the stuff and just get out of here, okay? So here they are marching towards the Red Sea, surrounded by mountains and nowhere to go, all right? And here's what they had to say in verse 11. Well, let's go back to 10. And when the Pharaoh drew nigh or got close, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. I told you what happens when you use these eyes to look at something. That's why you've got to say, God, give me a revelation of the truth. Where are you? Okay, don't look at the army coming towards you. Look for the truth. God, where are you in this storm? Where are you in this situation? But they did not do that. Even though God had delivered them from everything else, and you are all sitting here in good health, you look good, okay? You got your mind right, all right? God has delivered you from every single thing before May the what? 18th? What's today's date? Okay, from May 17th all the way backwards to the day that you were born, God has delivered everything that came against your life. And you're still here. So why is it sometimes later on in May, when we see the army coming towards us, we look with these eyes, and then what happens, okay? The children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Listen, we don't want to stay in bondage. We don't want to stay in the bondage of a lie. Like I said about the apartment thing earlier, some of us, God wants to bless us with a house, okay? But we have said, well, it's comfortable here. I can make these payments, and I don't want that disappointment. I'm afraid of the bank saying no. I'm afraid of getting my hopes up just to be let down. So God, I'll just live right here in Egypt. And God is calling us out of Egypt, okay, to go into a better land. But we cannot be afraid. Listen, this is for somebody. God is calling us out of Egypt, out of bondage, okay? Let's never look back at bondage and say that was more comfortable there, because we don't know what the future holds. Listen, you don't have to know who the future holds. You have to know what? Who holds the future? And that is Jesus Christ, amen? So, verse 13, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians who you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. So listen, let's look at our problems with that kind of excitement. Okay, I'm not looking at you because I'm afraid of you. I'm looking at you because this is the last time I'm ever going to see you again. And I just want to say goodbye. I just want to see how God's going to deal with you. Listen, church, listen. This is how we have to look at our problems. This is how we have to look at our situations. I'm not scared of you. I'm looking at you, but you're not ministering fear to me. I'm not moving. I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen? Because the truth is in me, and the truth is never going to let me fall. Now listen, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. Okay? So we're going to die from something at some time. But we can declare, Lord, is this today? Am I coming to you? No, I'm not dying today. All right, well, bring it on. You can't touch me. And the only way that you can touch me, just like Job said, okay, you can try him, you can mess with him, but don't take his life. Because God is the only one that holds our life in his hands, amen? Verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. So this was the revealed truth. Moses spoke up. You see, listen, whenever you're in fear, whenever you're facing the unknown, you need the revealed truth. God, I don't know what's going on, but I don't like what I'm sensing right now. I'm just sensing uncertainty and some fear about this, and I need a truth to stand on. So here is Moses. He didn't leave the people in limbo, did he? He didn't leave the people in limbo for days. Moses spoke right up. So we've got a God that's going to hear us when we cry out. We've got a God that's going to answer us when we say, Lord, what am I to do? What is your truth? Where are you in this situation? And verse 15, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Okay, so listen, here they are looking at the problem, all right? But when you're facing this way, you can't go forward. When we're facing the opposition, we can't go forward. The enemy wants to paralyze us. What if they would have stayed there just looking at them? Eventually, the armies would have ran them over and devoured them. But they got a revealed truth. And that truth is, why are you crying out to me? Talk to them and tell them to go forward. But what's the truth they're going to see now? There's a sea, and we don't have time to build boats. Listen to this. Say this with me. God does not need me to build a boat. You don't have to know the way across. You don't have to know the way to cross. All you need is the revealed truth, and the truth was, go forward. God doesn't tell you the whole plan. He might just give you the go forward. Amen. So let's be obedient. Let's hear his voice when he's, because the word of God says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Amen. After God delivered them, and we know what happened, he caused a strong wind to blow across the Red Sea, and they all walked across on dry land. Okay? In verse 30, it says this, thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Okay? And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord. If we're going to fear anybody, if we're going to fear anything, let's fear the Lord. Not a fear of he's going to tear us apart, but just awe and wonder at his power and his majesty. Amen. Verse, they feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. And then finally, Exodus chapter 15, here's where we go from, okay? We go from not knowing the truth, okay? We go from the enemy telling us a lie. We go from seeing it with our natural eyes to say, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to look for the truth. I'm not going to look with these eyes. I'm going to look with these eyes, the eyes of faith. So once we look for God for answers with the eyes of faith, he gives us a revealed truth, whether it be from the word of God and studying. That's why we are so destroyed, because we have a lack of knowledge of what he said, the revealed truth. So either he's going to give you truth through scripture, truth to your heart, truth through a message you hear preached, truth through somebody that comes up to give you a word. So once we get that revealed truth, we step out onto him. He is his word. He never fails. When you step out on the scripture, when you step out on the word of God, you're stepping on Jesus. The safest place to be. He is the rock, amen? And although the storms may come and beat against these houses, as long as we are standing on the truth, we will remain. How many know that to be true? Amen? So, once we do that, once we've weathered the storm, we're able to go into Exodus 15 and see what they did. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Okay? The truth has a name, and his name is Jesus. Amen? And as we come to know Jesus more and more, we come to know what his truth is more and more. And he came to destroy the works of Satan, and we need not be afraid. Anytime fear stirs up in our life, it doesn't belong there. Always remove fear from the position that it's trying to be in your life and put the truth back there. Amen? Let's stand to our feet.